Picture this. You're sitting with your phone trying to find one more way to reach your audience. You know you need another way to get your content out there to those who need it, but in a way that draws them in. You can do this through podcasting. Now you know podcasting can work, but how do you start? You can always hire someone to do it for you, but what if you just don't have the financial ability to do so? Or simply just don't want to spend the money? What if I told you you can get all of the steps from an experienced podcast manager to help you do this yourself? I have created the Podcast Launch Companion to help do exactly this. This is not another course from someone who has not helped dozens of podcasters get started. This is the exact process I use with my launch clients, step by step, for you to do on your own at a fraction of the done-for-you launch price. If you are ready to get a podcast launched by summer, click the link in the show notes or visit allisonnitch.com/DIY. That's allisonnitch.com/DIY to learn more. Now on to the episode. Are you ready to stop fighting the social media algorithm? Have you wondered if podcasting would work for you? What about learning how to start, manage, and grow a podcast? Welcome to Podcast with Purpose, where we talk about all things podcasting, from getting your message out into the world, launching a podcast, managing your show, and in return, growing your business. Put the little mom life and business life in the mix. Hi, I'm Allison, a former elementary teacher turned podcast manager. Not that long ago, I was stuck and lost, and because of the podcast, I found my way to growing my business, starting my own podcast, and now I want to help you do the same. Friend, I know you have a story to tell and a message to spread, so let's share it. Hello, hello. Welcome back. I actually have a minute without my family in the house, so I decided that this is no better time than any to record the next episode. So I thought about, I really looked through my list of topics I eventually want to record, and I thought, what better way than to just go ahead and give you 5 tips for having podcast success? Having a podcast can be an amazing experience and a way to market your business, but having it work for you takes work. So I want to give you some simple tips that will help you make sure that your podcast is successful and in return will work for you. So starting a podcast is the hardest part. I truly think getting over the fears, anxiety, excitement of putting yourself out there and getting everything set up is the hardest part. I tell my clients, once you get past this launch part, it's literally record, upload it, and you're done. The second hardest part is to keep up with it. Now, I'm also new to having my own podcast, but I have worked with clients where I help them be successful. So today I want to share some tips that I think will help your podcast have success. So tip number one, when having a podcast, you have to stay consistent. Now, what this looks like for you might look different for others. Me versus my clients is going to be different. What you need to remember is that no matter when you decide to release an episode, no matter whether it's the Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, whatever, just stay consistent. Make sure you release those episodes the same day and preferably same time each week, so that your audience knows when to expect them. So if you choose to release a bi-weekly episode, meaning you only release every other week, that's great. Just stick to that same day. So they'll expect it every other Wednesday, Tuesday, whatever it might be. Listeners will be looking for your episodes on the days that you release them. I know I do for the podcast that I listen to. So we just want to stay consistent in order for those listeners to know when to expect what you have to say next. Tip number two, plan ahead. Now, this can also look different. Maybe it's just planning your content ideas ahead of time, creating your outlines. You choose what works best for you, but have a plan. You don't want to just be rushing to get an episode recorded, not knowing what you're going to talk about, and then you just kind of fumble over your words. We just don't do our best when we're in a rush. Think about when you're in a rush trying to get out the door to go somewhere. We lose our keys. We forget our wallet. That's my husband. And so many of us have these ideas of what we want to record, and you're more likely to remember all that you want to say if you've planned it out ahead of time, especially if you have an outline or something to go off of. Tip number three, find a routine. Having a routine keeps you on track. And whether that means you are batching your recordings or you have a set day to record or you really do well flying by the seat of your pants, you have to find what works for you. I'm trying to pick a day where I want to record, but it's a Saturday and my kids are gone and my husband took them on to run errands. And I thought, I'm going to get it knocked out so that I can just have it done and spend more time during the week with things I need to be doing. So again, you just have to find what works for you. Like I said, I'm still obviously working on what my routine is, but I am recording this episode a few weeks ahead because I want to make sure that it's done and that I can spend my time on my client's podcast. Like I said, other things I want to be doing, and just to make sure it's ready to go. I'm someone that just feels a heaviness knowing that I'm putting something off. Now, I don't know if I'd call myself a procrastinator. I think I'm half and half. I get more anxious when I procrastinate, but I don't always have things ready to go. I am human, but I tend to feel that huge sense of accomplishment when I get it out of the way. I love to just check things off my list, but it did take me a while to figure that out. So once you find something that feels good for you, build that into your routine, put it on your calendar. If you're struggling, really think about what you feel might be best for you and give it a try. You never know until you try. You could try something and it not work and you just change it up. I want to interrupt this episode for just a second to tell you about my free private podcast. If you have ever considered launching a show or you know you want to eventually, this private podcast gives you 6 mini episodes that you can listen to whenever you want. It will walk you through what you need to think about before you even start the show, the equipment you need, and how to launch with success. The episodes are short, quick, and to the point. Click the link in the show notes to enter your email address, and you will be sent a link that allows you to immediately download the private podcast to whichever podcast player you listen to. All right, let's get back to the episode. So tip number 4. Well, let me recap. So far we've talked about 1, staying consistent, 2, planning ahead, and then 3, finding a routine. So tip number 4 for podcast success is to create content that your audience wants. Now, if you go back to episode 4, I discussed all the different ways that you can use to come up with content. And one of those is to look at what your audience is asking and for you to think about what they might need. Listen to your audience. What episodes are doing well? If you've already had your show for a while, create more of the content that's done well, but go more in depth. Your listeners are going to stick around when they enjoy what you are talking about. Does that mean that every listener is going to love every single episode we create? We hope so, but in reality, it just might not happen. So we go with what you feel your audience will want more of, or better yet, ask them. Send a poll on Instagram or your platform that you use and ask them what they want to hear more of. So tip number 5 is kind of a combination of 2 things. It is to promote and repurpose. Now, I did combine these 2 because I feel that repurposing your content is also a way to promote it. So in order for your podcast to be successful, you have to let your audience know that you have episodes out. You have to promote it to get new listeners. Your audience will be waiting for your episodes to release, and when they see it pop up in that podcast player, they're going to listen. But the more you promote it, the more listeners you will likely get. Promoting each episode lets them know what the episode's about. You could do this by sending an email. You could post a graphic on your Instagram, talk about it in your stories, and so on and so on. So you're repurposing what you have, which in turn is promoting it. So take what you said in your episode and turn that into a caption, turn it into a blog, an email. All right, so I hope you can take these tips and really help your podcast be successful. I just want to recap one more time so that you know what the 5 steps are. Number 1, stay consistent. 2, plan ahead. 3, find a routine that works for you. 4, create content your audience wants to hear. And 5, promote your episodes by repurposing it. All right. If you have any questions, ask me. Please reach out to me on Instagram if you have any other ideas that I can help you with. I want this podcast to be a resource for those of you who have a podcast, who are thinking about a podcast, or don't even know where to start. So by all means, if you need help, reach out. I am here. You can find me on Instagram at Allison Nitsch. I have my website, same thing. I'm always here for you. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for being with me today. If you could do me a favor, share this episode with someone else who might need it. The best way for the show to make an impact on others is to write a review. If you want to get your own message out into the world, or you need help with your podcast, I would love to help guide you on your journey to becoming a podcaster. Book a call with me on my website at allisonnitsch.com or send me a message over on Instagram. Until next week.